It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Something went wrong with the line. That's all right. It's June 20th, 2023. This is the channel for beginners. This is a channel for. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, vegans of all ages, welcome to the Veganist Guy. This is the pre-shift. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. It's already Tuesday, and I'm happy to be alive. I hope you're happy to be alive. Everything's going my way. I hope it's all going your way. You know, I'm just happy that there are vegans out there that want to spend the morning with me having coffee, drinking some carny tears, and making life grand. Vegan pundit Anthony March 20 is here. Animals are here with us. Not for us. Not for us. What are you doing? Not for us. Of course not for us. The real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Yeah, I got this message from someone that I didn't know watched the show, and he's like, did you learn Loretta Lynn's Honky Tonk Girl yet? And I'm like, I didn't know you watched the show. That's so cool. And so, I don't know, I think that's pretty neat. So like, now I have to learn Loretta Lynn's Honky Tonk Girl. It came out yesterday. It was on the pre-shift. So I think it's really funny. You never know who's watching out there. So hello, lurkers, people who I don't know are watching and never are in the chat. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. I know if you're out there just lurking, don't forget to hit the like. That's the least you can do. Hit the like button. I still won't know it was you. It doesn't tell me who liked the video. So your identity is safe. I think I know some of you. Beetlejuice, are you out there, Beetlejuice? I don't know. Some people are watching on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. And if you are watching on Facebook, Twitter, or Twitch, please. The only place we're monetized is here on YouTube. So if you would do us the solid and hit the subscribe button on YouTube, that would help. You don't have to watch on YouTube, although that would help too. But if you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Twitch, do us a solid. Check out the community tab. Hit a couple like buttons over on YouTube, please. That would be rad. That would be great. That would be good for America. That would be good for the world. It'd be good for veganism. You know, I just wanted to kind of just look at this thing that happened today. You know, Hunter Biden, he was going to plead guilty in a deal that avoids time behind bars in a tax and gun case. So what's interesting about this is that you see how easy it is to play ball? If you come out and you're like, yo, I cheated on my taxes. Yep. I sure did. Can I pay the fine and get my misdemeanors? I don't want to go to jail, please. And they'll be like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. We don't have time for you anyway. And so he's not going to go to jail, but he's got a little bit of tax problems, misdemeanors. But you know, a lot of people have misdemeanors and taxes. I know lots of people who have misdemeanors. But the other thing he had was a gun. And a gun, he's not allowed to own a gun. When you're a drug user or known drug criminal, you are not allowed to have a gun. Hunter, come on. You know this, man. You can't get out of that one. So he's going to plead guilty to that, likely. It's a felony charge, though, so he will be in trouble, but he probably won't see any jail time. Because again, when you plead guilty and you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I had a gun, what was I thinking? You know, I didn't commit any crimes with the gun, I just had it. We have got a lot of guns in this country, what are you going to do? And so, probably, he's not going to see any time for that either. But the thing is, of course, like the son of the president and these, do you remember when the Bush daughters, the Bush twins got drunk driving charges and they kind of got off? This is what happens with these rich kids and the politician parents. They get in trouble, they get off, they get in trouble again, they get off. They're rich, they're ne'er-do-wells. The only one who really didn't was Chelsea. Chelsea never got in trouble. Actually, no, the Obama daughters never got in trouble either. So maybe it's just a few of them. I don't know. Let me see. The Bush daughters, the Trump daughters, the Bush boys after George H.W. Bush, because, you know, there were drunk driving and coke charges against George W. Bush before he became president. So is it just the Republican kids and the neoliberals? I don't know. Anyway, Biden's got the same problem that a lot of them have. They got ne'er-do-well children. No good Nicks. They got some nude Nick children, and they do bad things. So that's what's going on in American politics today. They have Hunter Biden is pleading guilty. But the other thing I find very interesting is social media star Andrew Tate charged with rape and human trafficking in Romania. So there he is eating 90% meat diet. There he is. You can't see what's in his hand, but it's a piece of flesh of some kind because he eats 90% meat, so he says. So Andrew Tate is going to jail probably. He's facing all sorts of felony counts in Romania for human trafficking, rape. He's started a crime family, so to speak, a crime syndicate, and they're going to try him for it. They say that he took up to, I think 6, 7, 8 women, promises of love and promises of money and all of these things, took them to Romania, where the women were then told that they were in debt, which is, that's a common, that's what they do with the human traffickers. Oh, you're in debt. Now you got to work off the debt that you owe me. Once you pay off your debt, you'll be free. And they took the women's passports, and then they became sex slaves. This is something that happened. So there's four dudes, two are Romanian and two are Tristan and Andrew Tate. We might never see the Tristan Tate, Joey Carbstrong debate now. Oh man, I don't know what I would do not knowing if these guys were able to be convinced to be vegan. Jesus Christ. They got 6 million followers between them, maybe 8 million followers between the two brothers. They're mostly adored by young boys, school children, that type of thing. They've both been kicked off of most platforms for being misogynistic and spreading hate. And now, can you believe the guys that got kicked off of social media platforms for spreading hate and misogyny are now going to be tried for rape and, sex trafficking? Isn't that weird? Yes, totally bizarre. Anyways, I think that when you think about Andrew Tate, that'll be the image, him with his scraggly hair up top, looking confused, like, what am I gonna do? Rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang to exploit women. The judge has 60 days to assess the files, but they have been charged. Yes. Romania's anti-crime organization said the 7 alleged victims were recruited with false declarations of love and taken to Romanian's Ilfov County, where they were forced to take part in pornography. The women were allegedly controlled by intimidation, constant surveillance, and claims they were in debt. There you go. Andrew Tate, what a guy. I'm so glad that he is the one raising our country's men and boys. Isn't that depressing that we have someone like Andrew Tate out there? He's the one that our young boys and men are looking up to. He's the one. Like, can we get some responsible men out here trying to do something? Can we get some responsible men out here trying to talk about what men really do? Men are valuable in that they protect the vulnerable. Men protect the vulnerable. That's what a good man does. A good man is not a coward who exploits the vulnerable. Andrew Tate exploits the vulnerable. Whether that be women or young people, children, or animals. He's an exploiter. He's an abuser. And he does it for the money and the likes. God bless him. I hope he rots in jail. I'm sorry. I do not think that we need. Let the evidence speak for itself. You know, what about due process? Yeah, that's for other people. That's not for me. I don't need to. I'm not the judge. I'm just an internet guy trying to say, yeah, I don't need to weigh on this one. I think he's guilty. I don't think we need to wait for the evidence on this one. Guy's a piece of shit. When you live that public a life, and your persona, your chosen online persona, is one that is about exploiting people, then yeah, you're guilty. I can't believe people like that guy at all. He's the biggest loser ever. He is a big loser. People like losers, though. Donald Trump's a big loser. He keeps on losing, and people keep loving him. Yeah, but they say the case will take several years. Maybe. They have 60 days. There's a bunch of time limits in Romanian law, so we'll see what happens. It might take years, but in those years, do you think that he's going to be having a lot of good times? I don't think so. And in the meantime, maybe during the trial, he won't be able to hurt others. Because, I mean, right now he's under house arrest. He's not even allowed to leave his home. He's got an anklet on. Can you believe it? I'd be so embarrassed if I had to wear an ankle bracelet, you know? They put an ankle bracelet on you. I would be so embarrassed. I'd be mortified. And I would be just deeply depressed if they put an anklet on me saying, don't go where we don't know. That would bug me a lot. Andrew Tate has no game, and neither do any of his followers. Delusional. Yeah, they're all incels. They think that women should hand themselves over to them. That's what they're thinking. That's what their thinking is. You know, I mean, this is what's so bad about the whole thing, is that they want to put women on a lower class. Again, you know that classism is akin to fascism, and that's what they're into. They're into like the Jordan Petersons and the Jordan Peterson, Andrew Tate, these guys, Joe Rogan. They're all the same. They like to exploit women. They like to put down women. They like to put down anyone that they think are vulnerable or less than they are. Where real men try to bring up the most vulnerable, bring up the weakest, bring up the ones that can be helped. We want to help. We want to fix problems, not cause problems. Real men are those looking for solutions. And sometimes people are like, oh, men always look for solutions to every problem. Yeah, kind of. It's kind of the way we're built. I don't know why, but that's a good example, I think, of masculinity. People looking for solutions to problems, not those who want to cause more problems and hurt others. Oh, no, you're watching a Neil deGrasse Tyson video? I'm sorry. Sorry about that. You shouldn't have to. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an equivocator. Today's daily affirmation for vegans. Today's daily affirmation for vegans is healing leads to my happiness. Healing leads to my happiness. That's pretty good. I don't know. Sometimes vegans, especially activist vegans, they tend to not think of themselves. They don't want it. They don't think of healing. They don't think of their own mental health. They go all in and they get fatigued. They get worn out, you know. When I'm unhappy, that's my cue that something inside me needs more love, care, and attention. When I'm unhappy, something inside me needs more love, care, and attention. That makes sense. My emotional healing is the foundation for my lasting happiness. I will focus on healing when my mind, body, or spirit needs it. Are you going to focus on healing when your mind, body, and spirit needs it? I think that's important, you know. I know there's people out there who think that vegans should be just full-time vegan activists and you can never take a break. But if you don't take a break, how can you sustain that? You can't sustain that level of activity. You can't fight for others and help others if you're not also helping yourself and making sure that you're okay. So make sure that you stay okay. Make sure that you are finding the love inside you that you need when you're following the cues that something inside you needs more love, care, or attention. You know what I mean? You got to pay attention to these things. Emotional healing is the foundation of lasting happiness. Emotional healing is the foundation of lasting anything. You can't continue to just walk wounded. We're all walking wounded to some degree or another. But I mean, you can't not patch up your wounds and continue. You need to patch them up, and then keep going. Yeah. That's your vegan affirmation of the day. Being vegan, we always need healing. We always think about the animals and not ourselves as much, and we need both. You're totally right. You know, lately I've just been spending so much time in this room. I need to get out more. The sun is shining. I need to go out and go for walks and go for runs again. And it's sometimes difficult because I know I do feel guilty every moment I'm not working. And I need to work on that for myself. I need to think about healing myself and taking care of myself so that I can continue, you know? If I get gout or thrombosis or something, that ain't gonna help nobody, is it? No siree. Ain't gonna help nobody. Self-care is healthcare. You're absolutely right. Self-care is healthcare. You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. All right. Today, I think it's kind of funny that, so we have these no good people getting in trouble, getting their comeuppance. We have Joe Biden and you have Andrew Tate. Both are getting in trouble these days with the law. We'll see how each one goes. Who do you think is going to face a stiffer sentence? Well, I mean, Andrew Tate did something far worse than Hunter Biden, damn it. Andrew Tate did something way worse than Hunter Biden. But anyway, they're both having problems with the law. And I would say that both of them are nudniks. The word of the day is nudnik. A nudnik is a really funny word because it's short for something else. And I think it's a good one. Nudnik. Nudnik refers to a person who is a bore or nuisance. She dreads family gatherings as her nudnik of a brother-in-law is always sure to be there droning on about this or that. I think this is great because how many times can you call carnies nudniks in the comment section today? How many times? I hope that I see some nudniks. Hope I see you guys using nudnik in the comment section of videos and posts today. A boar. Yes. People call them boars, but I think that's a pejorative for male pig. A boar. I know it's spelled differently. I'm just joking. In context, in 2022, August 1st, a comic book obsessed nudnik, Anthony Bourdain, was born in Manhattan on his literary hero's birthday, George Orwell, and grew up in New Jersey, deeply influenced by Hunter S. Thompson. Angry Anthony was raised in a household under the smothering chokehold of love and normalcy, as he wrote in Medium Raw. Nudnik. Comic book obsessed nudnik. Anthony Bourdain was a good writer and a horrible carny. He had some vegan friends. He always walked that line. He always said that vegans should just die and stuff because they're not enjoying life. He was so wrong about that. And then he ended up killing himself. He said that vegans aren't enjoying life, and then he ended up killing himself. So yeah, I think I was very sad when he died, but because I think he really was a great talent. And I honestly held out hope and belief that he might be vegan someday because he was getting healthy and he was working out and he was quitting smoking and all of these things were happening for him. And he was thinking about things in different ways. And then he committed suicide. Yeah. Maybe if he healed, he might have lengthened his happiness. You know, if he had taken the time to heal himself. Or maybe if he just found his way, you know, maybe if he acknowledged that animals have rights and... I don't know. I hate to think like that. Anyway, Anthony Bourdain. He was a nudnik. He sure was a nudnik. All right. Did you know the suffix nix, one connected with or characterized by being, came to English through Yiddish and ultimately from Polish? and Ukrainian. You might know it from such words as beatnik, peacenik, neatnik, or even no goodnik. No goodnik. That's what I was calling. That's what I called Hunter Biden a second ago. I called Hunter Biden a no goodnik. That's so funny. The suffix nick is frequently used in English to create nonce words and are often playfully jokey or slightly derogatory. Some theorize that the popularity of the suffix was enhanced by Russian Sputnik, as well as Al Capp's frequent use of nick words in his Lil Abner cartoons. The nude of the Yiddish, borrowing nudnik, ultimately comes from the Polish word nuda, meaning boredom. Nuda. Nudnik. I think that's so funny. Someone who's just a bore. You're just boring me. Plants feel pain. You nudniks. Plants feel pain. That's what you got for me. Plants feel pain. You're a nudnik. You're just a boring human. Think of something new. Plants don't feel pain. You're not only a nudnik, you're a moron. Or how about this one? Where do you get your protein, though? You're a nudnik. You bore me. How many times do we have to tell you that all plants have proteins? That's where the animals get the protein. They get the protein from plants. You don't need the middleman of the animal carcass. You can just get proteins from plants. All plants have protein. All of them. Some have more than others, but there's plenty of protein in plants is the point. So pontificate on that. To pontificate the profundity of that protein-packed punch. Anyway, you nudniks. Or what's the other nudnik one? Oh, bacon, though. You nudnik. Bacon, though? That's the best you have for me is bacon, though. Nudnik. Try to think of something new. Try to think of something original. At least try to bring some uniqueness into this world, you nudnik moron. How stupid could you possibly be to go onto a vegan's page and write bacon though? Like, you think that's you think you're the first one? You imbecile. You're just so boring and dumb. I'm trying to think of the other ones that we always get. Plants like, oh, crop deaths? What do you think animals eat? They eat crops, you nudnik. I'm tired of hearing about crop deaths. You're just wrong about it. You're just improperly quoting someone who improperly quoted some findings they had. Probably Jordan Peterson. He likes to make that claim, but he's cutting out the whole rest of the equation. Yes, animals die when they harvest plants. Most plants, though, this is the part he leaves out, are fed to animals. So if you actually give a hell about plants killing people, the animals are killed in the harvesting of plants, then stop eating animals, and you can reduce that number by about 76%. You nudnik. Think of something new. Think of something new. I'm actually dying to find a new reason from you guys, from all of the carnies out there, why they think veganism isn't the answer. I'm really actually looking forward to it because I like it when something new happens. Like when they started talking about crop deaths, I was like, holy shit, something new. But now it's been a couple years. I'm sick of hearing it. It's so dumb. Protein, though. Come on, you nudniks. The trolls are now nudniks. Exactly. No goodnik. I also use no goodnik. Exactly. Well, my name is Skyjack Morgan, and nudnik is your word of the day, vegans. Use it productively out there. Thanks, VFFs. I was vegan once, blank amount of time. You nudnik, you were never vegan then. Oh! Karina, that's a good one. Nice. Yes, I was vegan once. Or you know what I get too? My wife is vegan. My girlfriend's vegan. Every time, for some reason, that's the one I always get. Hey, my wife was vegan. Your wife is vegan? Not if she's fucking you still. She's not vegan if she is. Veganism is ISIS? Oh, I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that one. Veganism is ISIS. All I hear is crop dust. Like, that's been debunked so many times. Indeed, it has. Joe Rogan is so brilliant. Or, you know what? I would say, Piers Morgan, you nudnik. Your avocado and almonds thing is tired. It's played out. It was never right in the first place. It's so stupid. It is so stupid to think that bees are being slaughtered for almonds and avocados. It's simply untrue. Where are the bee slaughterhouses? What do you mean they're being slaughtered, you nudnik? Come up with something new, you uncreative piece of garbage. How dare you get on TV every day and just spew the same bullshit every single day? Holy shit. Piers Morgan, you are a nudnik. I mean, even I, like, you could follow a formula. Like, I follow a formula with my content, but goddamn, come up with something new. Like, come up with something new. For God's sake. Veganism to 9/11. See, that would actually be, if I heard that, I would at least be like, well, well, that's an interesting point of view. I would love to hear how that makes sense. I'd be like, huh? I definitely, if I had that in a comment, I'd be like, huh? Tell me more. I want to know. I actually want to hear this one. Ticky, 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 ticky. I would definitely ask for more info. Pierce looks like a high blood pressure victim. He looks like a popped blood vessel. He looks like, he looked like the eye, the blood vessel in someone's eye that's popped. That's what he looks like. Yes. Or veganism is a cult. Oh, I like that one. Nudniks. Veganism a cult? Veganism is a cult? You nudnik. How boring are you? You don't know what a cult is. Your cult as a carny is just trying to convince you that the blood of innocent animals is something that you need to put into your mouth. Who sounds like they're in more of a cult? The vegan who's saying no animals need to die? Or the carny who's saying, I need the blood of innocent animals. Yes. You are definitely in the cult. You're the one in the cult. You nudnik. Maybe he'll pop a blood vessel in air. That would be... He'll never get there because he doesn't have, like... You're slaughtering animals. How dare you? How dare you slaughter the bees? Yes, the bees. Oh, my pearls. My dear Lord, how can you slaughter the billions of bees? My whole life, I've never seen a bee slaughterhouse. My whole life. Joey Carbstrong was the second shooter on the grassy knoll. That would at least make me funny. I would appreciate that level of humor from a carny. I would actually appreciate it. If they brought something. There must be something about eating animals that makes you just more foggy in your brain or something, that they can't do it. They can't be funny. Cause I never get a good carny. Joey with his gun charge from a decade ago is the smoking gun. Yeah. Well, you know, Hunter Biden is now facing the same charge as Joey Carbstrong. Think about it, huh? Maybe Hunter Biden will become an animal rights activist. You never know. You never know. Kanye West was on the ballot. You never know what's going to happen. You could. That's what's so fun about American politics. You could come up with, like, the craziest idea of what might happen, and it might happen. It might. Kanye West was on the ballot, and he's a Nazi sympathizer rapper. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You never know. You never know what's going to happen next. You never know with Anna Nicole. You never know with Anna Nicole. Hey, guys. My name is Skyjack Morgan, and this is Today in History. Wow. I can't believe it's already today. It's June 20th. Attila the Hun, the University of Oxford, and Gorgeous Gussie. Oh, geez, what's that all about? So the Visigoths defeated Attila the Hun. That's kind of cool. In 451. That's pretty neat. in 451, they defeated Attila the Hun. It rhymes, in case you ever are in a history class and they're asking you when this happened. The Battle of Catalunian Plains. There you go, Attila the Hun. But here's these guys. See this tennis court oath? Do you guys know about the tennis court oath? The tennis court oath's kind of cool. See all these cats? They're French. I know it looks like the American Revolution, but it's actually the French Revolution. The French Revolution always cracks me up because, like, the Americans had their revolution, and the French helped us out with that. And then the French were like, you know what? I like this revolution idea. And then they had their own revolution. And it's interesting because the domino effect that we're always afraid of with the commies actually happens because of us. Like, we're the domino. We're the ones that cause revolutions in other countries. And if they don't want revolution, that's okay. We got the CIA. We'll send them over. They'll start a revolution for you. We got all ways. We love starting revolutions, America. We did it from the very beginning. We did it with France. And there's a picture of it. The tennis court oath, they call it. Huh? Or in French, it's le tennis, le cul, l'arbot de portu, le promet, le lofron. And then the third estate of the French estate general swears the tennis court oath at the Palace of Versailles, swearing not to disband until a new constitution is formed. They want a constitution. They want it now. What do we want? A constitution. When do we want it? Maintenant. Maintenant? Pas maintenant. Maintenant. American inventor Samuel Morse patents his telegraph, and you guys know what he said his first telegraph message, right? I think we've talked about this many times, but I love it because it is what God hath wrought. What hath God wrought? What hath God wrought? I love it so much that that was the first thing put into telecommunication. It's one of my favorite things ever. What hath God wrought? Anyway, he patented the telegraph today. The first female PhD got it at Cornell in 1895. Her name was Caroline Baldwin. Great. Good work. Good work. 2020, that was just a couple years ago. The highest ever temperature recorded in the Arctic Circle, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. In Verkhoyansk in Siberia, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, guys. Do you think it's normal to have 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the Arctic Circle? Something must be going on. Why are all the birds falling out of the sky? Why are all the fish dead? What's going on? What's happening? Is something, have I missed something? How come it's 100 degrees in 2020? It was 100 degrees? Holy shit. Think about that. It's the Arctic Circle, bro. Goddamn. 100 degrees. That's hot for Las Vegas. 100 degrees. Damn. Jaws came out. The movie Jaws. If you haven't seen it, you know what's funny? So my friend was telling me that his wife was watching Jaws with him. And she was on her phone the whole time. And it was really funny because I'm like, oh, that sucks. It's such a good movie. You really have to like be into it. And I saw it in the theater last year. Maybe it was this year. I saw Jaws in theaters. And I thought it was so good to see it in theaters because I've only really seen it on the small screen, you know. And it still holds up. It holds up big time. People screamed and the head pops out and stuff. People thought it was really scary. And then she told me that she thought she didn't think Jaws was good. And I'm like, it's widely considered one of the best, Spielberg's best movies. It's like widely considered one of the best. I don't know like what to tell you, but most people think it's like objectively quite good. So I'm not even a Spielberg fan. You'll hear me talk shit on Spielberg a lot. I don't like them. I don't like what he makes. But Jaws is pretty good. Pretty solid movie. Yeah, pretty solid. And it came out today. Anyway, the Rugby World Cup, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if you know about the war in India, but if I've heard about this black hole of Calcutta, and it was today that they all died. 146 British soldiers and Anglo-Indian soldiers and Indian civilians are imprisoned in a small dungeon in Calcutta, and they all died of heat exhaustion. It was a big deal, and India and England, they were always having trouble. Mostly because England thought that they owned India. But yeah, lots of issues with that. But back in 1756, it was a long time ago. Back that was when England was learning how to own India. All right, today, birthdays. Okay, birthdays. No vegans, but pretty cool. Like we have Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn was Robin Hood. He robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. And he had Errol Flynn was made a lot of movies. Olivia de Havilland, big person. You know, Lillian Hellman was a playwright. And I only know that she got blackballed because she was a commie. They said she was a commie. She wrote Toys in the Attic, and she got kind of thrown out of Hollywood because she was a communist or alleged communist. I don't know if you guys know about the witch hunts and the Red Scare and McCarthyism. Well, that's what happened. A lot of these people like her became blackballed because of it. Yeah. Wolf Tone, actually, he's interesting because Wolf Tone, what a great name. He was an Irish separatist, and he thought that Irish belonged to Ireland. And he also was saying that through religious unity that they might get there. Anyway, they hanged him. They hanged him pretty good. He didn't make it very far. He wanted France to help him to start a revolution. And France was helping him with some ships. And then they took the English, though. English have always been really good at ships because England is an island. And so they took him. And he said, would you please shoot me because I want the death of a soldier? And they said, no. And they hanged him instead. The English, they're always really good at doing nasty stuff to people. Yeah. All right. Brian Wilson was born today. He's a Beach Boy. Tennis player Doris Hart. Lionel Richie, he can go all night long. Lionel Richie might be vegan, right? John Goodman, Robert Rodriguez. John Goodman, everyone knows. I don't know if you guys are watching The Gemstones, The Righteous Gemstones, but it's really good. If you haven't seen The Righteous Gemstones on HBO, I think it's really great. Nicole Kidman's 56? She's got to be vegan, right? Is Nicole Kidman vegan? She must be. She must be. She looks so young. If she isn't vegan, she's bathing in the blood of babies or something, like Madame Bovary. Something's going on there. Robert Rodriguez, though, he's used to be a really good director. He did Mariachi, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, did some really good movies. He also did Shark Boy and Lava Girl. I don't know what the hell. Robert Rodriguez, he's an interesting director, an auteur. Yeah. And dead today, okay, who cares about these? This is an Argentinian guy, and this guy is the a Roman emperor. They died a long time ago. But Bugsy Siegel started Las Vegas, basically. He started the Flamingo. And so he was an assassin. He started this thing called Murder, Inc., and they all of the – he started the Jewish mafia, and he Murder, Inc., and the other mafias would hire his group to go and kill people. Then he took the money, and he started the Las Vegas Strip. He's like the Mo Green of – if you like in The Godfather, they call him Mo Green, but he's basically Bugsy Siegel. Starts the Flamingo. Starts the Las Vegas Strip. He's very influential in the birthing of Las Vegas, Nevada. And in Hollywood, he was just walking around one day and someone shot him with a sniper rifle. But before that, he was doing okay. He was feeling good, looking good. Everything was great. But I guess, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And Bugsy Siegel met his end that way for sure. But he's often kind of, people look at him kind of heroically. They think he's sort of a hero because of what he was able to accomplish. You hear him in rap songs a lot. Bugsy Siegel. And even Snoop Dogg said he wants to own his own casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all legal. And yeah, Bugsy Siegel. Kind of cool. Benji Siegel, Jewish Mafia. I always think it's weird that they were allowed to have their hats on when they had their... why was he allowed to wear his hat when he did his mugshot? Doesn't it seem weird? Did they just let... Anything went back then. Everything was cool. Jack Kilby, he invented the microchip and handheld calculators. No big deal. I only know Jack Kilby because when I was a kid, TI-82, I had the calculator. That was like a graphing calculator in school. It was a big deal. And I had to save up money for it. My parents wouldn't buy it for me. They were weird that way. But you had to have one for school. So I saved up my money with my little job. I bought myself a TI-82 calculator, and you could play Snake on it. You could actually program stuff. I learned a little bit of programming because of it. Super dope. Anyway, none of that would have been possible without Jack Kilby, who invented the microchip. He won the Nobel Prize in physics for his integrated circuits. Basically, it's a microchip. Whatever. It's called a microchip. That's it. That's what happened today in history. I hope that June 20th, 2023 is better for you than it was for all of those people, than it was for Bugsy Siegel. I hope that your June 20th is better than Bugsy Siegel's June 20th. I need you here with me. I need you vegans to go one more day. Keep fighting for a world, a more just world. My name's Skyjack Morgan, and that was Today in History. Sharkboy and Lava Girl, you loved Roseanne. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty great in Roseanne. Does anyone know if Cory Booker is really an animal rights vegan, or is it just plant-based for health and the environment? Well, he has this great interview. It's about 2 hours long on Rich Roll, and he does talk a little bit about it. I think he kind of is about animal rights, but I think he's a welfarist. He's vegan for animals, but I think because I don't know. It's not for health, though. It's not because he wants to be healthy. His ex-girlfriend, Rosario Dawson, got him into veganism for the animals. And that is he's very justice-minded, and so that's why he's vegan, for justice. Now, he tries to get laws passed in order to keep in order to get more welfare for animals. So take that for what it's worth. I mean, he's a politician at the end of the day. Has Sky seen your last video? What's the last video? Is it the one where carnies are going crazy? Carnies lose their minds? Is that the one? Yeah, I saw that one. Was that the last video? I'll check it out today. I want to do one of those viewings of Jaws where people watch in a water pool, park pool on floaties with their feet in the water. I've never seen that. I didn't know that was a thing. I saw it in the theater, though, with 3D glasses. And let me tell you, people screamed. People screamed. It was pretty cool. I always love it when something, horror movies, when people scream, I think it's so funny. I love horror movies in movie theaters. I don't really watch them at home, but in movie theaters, I don't really watch movies at home. Cinema. I'm more about cinema. Roseanne was nice and snarky. She was great until she started talking all that racist stuff, you know? I mean, she ruined everything for everyone because she had to be a racist woman who writes racist tweets about black people. So Roseanne Barr kind of canceled herself. Idiot. How dumb. Moby did cringe welfare stuff for pig farms in the past. Moby's been vegan a long time. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that there's things like that. I mean, all of us have to find, like, for all the talk of vegan journey and everything, I really think that activist journey is a real thing. Like, you find what activism works for you and what activism you think is making the biggest impact. And I think that that's way more important. Veganism is the moral baseline. How activism speaks to you and how you speak through activism, I think, is a much more important journey, vegan journey. I saw part of it, the Humane Hancock and Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think Humane Hancock let Neil deGrasse Tyson go. I don't know why everyone loves Humane Hancock. I don't know. Like, I got kind of, last time I saw I did a reaction video to Humane Hancock. Everyone's like, why are you being so mean, Sky? And it's like, because I think Humane Hancock is kind of a pick-me, man. Anyway, he let Neil deGrasse Tyson walk all over him. What do you want? Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson's an imbecile. Plants bleed. Oh, yes. Doesn't a tree bleed? I'm not for cutting down trees for no reason either. That's all you have to say. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a jerk. I need to rewatch Roseanne. There's been no more animal products than I want to see. There's to be more animal products than I want to see. Not to mention the snotty remarks about weak vegetarians. Yeah, I mean, because there's all the whole thing where her daughter's vegetarian, and she talks about how we're at the bottom, so we have only the animals to exploit. And that plays for laughs in Roseanne. That line where she says, well, we're at the bottom, there's no one left to exploit, so all we have to exploit are animals. That's a line in Roseanne. That happened. This is why I don't want Sky to do the RV interview. Everyone lets him off the hook. Nail him if you're going to do it, damn it. What do they let him off the hook for? I don't know. I can't watch that shit. I can't watch Hancock or DeGrasse anymore. Neil deGrasse Tyson is a piece of shit. Humane Hancock, I don't understand why. Well, I don't understand the appeal, I guess. I just don't get it. And every time I've talked shit on Humane Hancock, I get all this shit. So what do you want me to say? Like, I think he's a pick-me vegan, and that's all. That joke was funny. I'm not sure it would be anymore. I guess, yeah, that joke doesn't play for laughs like it used to, does it? No, I don't think so at all. I must have seen the bad episodes of Roseanne. There were some, you know what? There were some good ones in there, man. The early days and then the last couple seasons, geez, they did some cool stuff. Some kind of like hard social commentary shit, and I thought it was pretty good. Roseanne was a good show. I love how they ended it, too. I couldn't believe they brought it back, actually. I don't know how they did that. Because the last episode, everyone's dead. So, well, the Dan's dead at the end of the last episode. So I don't know how they brought it back. Sucks because I always find someone intellectual that I like them. I think I like them. I hear their take on veganism and I start seeing them as disingenuous pseudo-intellectual. Gat Row, that's exactly how I feel. Do you know how many people I think, oh, you're an intellectual. Clearly, you must think of things. You know, you must think things through. You must have important opinions about stuff. You're an intellectual. You must have read. You must have weighed things. But even like Noam Chomsky, who I really admire, he just goes on about how, oh, well, you know, you can't live a moral life. So why, no one can live a moral life. So, you know, why try? Well, you can try. You can try. You can't live a moral life. Noam Chomsky, your whole thing has been to try to hold people accountable for their actions, hold governments accountable. And then Noam Chomsky's like, well, you can't live a moral life, so vegetarianism doesn't change anything. It's like Noam Chomsky bothers me so much because he's like super intellectual, right? Mr. Big Brain. And still. Yeah, Tyson I never really saw as an intellectual, but you'd think that because of his standing, he'd be vegan, yeah. I bought a Neil book back in 2017, and now I want to burn it. Yeah, you have to separate the artifact from the individual, from the art. The artifact and the artist are two different things. You have to separate them. It doesn't work otherwise. Somebody's watching on the Skyjack Morgan channel. Thank you for watching, people on my Skyjack Morgan channel. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's the show, guys. That's all I had planned. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you guys. So many disappointing humans, indeed. There are too many disappointing humans. Absolutely. You know, just put it in the garbage. I think it's far better to put a book in the garbage can. Just put a book in the dumpster. I think that's a great place for a book. Books, we always think about, oh, books are sacred, because we saw the Nazis burning books, right? We know, burning books is the worst thing ever. But the book industry pulps lots of books. They take books and they turn them back into paper all the time. Recycle your book. Put it in the recycling bin. It'll become another book. It's a magical thing. Books belong in the garbage. I don't know why we're still reading books. I love to have books. Oh, wait. I love reading books. I hate having books because to me, they're just like trophies after that. Once I take the contents of the book and I put them into my brain, why do I need this piece of, this is garbage now. This is an empty shell. This is a banana peel. I don't need to have the banana peel on a shelf that I keep forever. Every time I eat a banana, I'm going to take the peel and I'm going to put it on a shelf so everyone knows all the banana peels that I've eaten, all the bananas I've eaten. So I've collected these banana peels to show the world how many bananas I've eaten. It's ridiculous. When I see people with books behind them, I'm like, oh, what a smart man you must be. What a smart man. Look at all the Stephen King novels you have back there. Yes, yes. Oh, you have the whole set of the Hunger Games? Wow. You've got all the Hunger Games? You must be a smart... Oh, Twilight. You have Twilight? Brilliant. What a good book. What a good... Da Vinci Code? Oh, gee whiz. You sure read the hell out of that Da Vinci Code. Books smell great. They smell great, but only when you're reading them. Books only smell good while you're reading them. So read them and then put them in the recycling bin. Or donate them to Goodwill. Like... I hate them. I have so many fucking books that sometimes I'm like, I just want to put them in a bag. And I have done this. I put them in a bag and I just take them to Goodwill and I'm like, get them out of my life. But it's difficult, especially like books that my mom had. I'm like, fuck, what am I supposed to do with these books? Ugh. And then I have books. Luckily, a lot of the books I had in college, I had a huge collection of books from college. Luckily, I got rid of all those books. I gave them to a brewery that was making like a library room. And so their library, probably like 25% of their library are books that from me. Because I had all these different languages of books too. And I just amassed all of these books that I didn't know what to do with. Because God forbid, what are you going to do? Burn them? You can burn them. There's nothing valuable about the paper. It's the ideas that are valuable. They don't take donations like they used to at the library. Goodwill does, but the library doesn't even want your old shitty books. They don't want your old shitty books. They got to pay someone to go through them and everything. Give them to Goodwill. Goodwill will sell them for 50 cents and they'll help poor people. Yeah. Don't make fun of vegan for kindness. I'm not making fun of, I love Vegan for Kindness. He's the best. I love him. But he and Reasonable Vegan, Cosmic Septic, and a few others always have books behind them. My books, there's books here. They're on the ground here. They're on the ground because I didn't want them in the background. They're literally, you're behind my guitar. Oh, they do it at your library? That's great. Digital is better anyway. That's kind of my point. Yeah, digital's great. But books do smell good. So I guess if you're into it, go for it. Or else, you know what? I'm just an idiot. You can do anything. He has Stephen King books in the background. He does. I saw that. Yeah. My library sells books, I guess that. Oh, yeah, the friends of the library sometimes will take it because they buy and sell books. That's true. The friends of the library will take donations sometimes. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been pre-shifted. I am so grateful for you here. We're hopefully going to have a Future Force episode at 5 p.m. today. That's the idea, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please join us for an episode of the Future Force. We haven't had one of those in a long time. So... my name is Skyjack Morgan, and I think you are awesome, you beautiful vegans, you vainglorious vegans, you victorious vegans, you vivacious vegans. Yeah. Bye, guys.
It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can't fuck themselves. Don't fuck themselves. This is a shot of all vegans.
Hey guys, if you haven't already seen the, I want to first of all check myself. I got to thank the Patreon subscribers. I really do appreciate you. We try to keep the Patreon lively. So if you guys aren't Patreon, this channel and my whole life is funded only by Patreon and PayPal and the Etsy, veganofcourse.etsy.com. So if you'd like to, if you like what you see and you like, you know, vegan content for vegans, please consider donating, becoming a Patreon subscriber, or buying a t-shirt or something. All of it helps. And I'm pretty desperate now, so I'm in the begging mode. I'm in begging mode. Also, if you haven't checked out the food one that I did a guacamole video and I did a taquitos video. If you guys like that, please make sure you leave a comment and like those videos. I am a little bit outside of my comfort zone when it comes to cooking videos. So if you do like it, please put a message in there letting me know. It helps a lot. It helps the algorithm a lot. And if those videos do well and I see people liking them, it'll encourage me to do more of that type of content. And yeah, I would just really appreciate the support on that. All right. Thanks. Illegitimate non-carborundum. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Stay vegan. Go vegans. Keep going. Thank you.